Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morning, Nate.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. I'm good. I'm excited to chat Puka Puka, and we've got a good one to talk about today.
Yeah, we've got a great one. We've got the latest Deborah Levy, which has just come out about a week ago, called My Year in Paris with Gertrude Stein. Yeah. And Deborah Levy is a great author. She's kind of a bit of a cult favourite. She's someone that we always have quite a few of her books in store because they're always popular. They always go. She has a mix of kind of fiction and non-fiction. This is her first fiction in a while. Mm-hmm. She did this kind of trilogy of life writing. It's The Cost of Living, Real Estate, and I think Things I Don't Want to Talk About. And they became kind of modern classics of the genre, very influential. But her her books are great as well, her novels. And there's one, Swimming Home, is one of my favourite books that she did. She did one called Hot Milk, which has been turned into a TV show, I think.
Okay, yeah, it sounds kind of familiar as a TV show.
And very good. And then one called August Blue. And she's a very stylish writer, and you can tell that in this book, which is a bit of a weird one. It's kind of,
I love a weird one.
Set in Paris in November 2024, and that becomes kind of important because that's, you've got Trump, that's the US election, you've got all that happening in the background. And it's about an English writer who has come to Paris to write a biography of the modernist writer Gertrude Stein. Mm-hmm. And she's kind of struggling to write this. That's kind of one thread. And then the other thread is the narrator and her two friends, Eva and Fanny. Eva is a graphic designer, mm-hmm. and Fanny is kind of a gay, polyamorous financer.
Okay.
Kind of stock market. And
it's a crazy combination of like personality and work, but
it's a crazy combination of words to say. When I was thinking, I'd say, oh, let's just go with that.
She's kind of
iconic in the book. But Eva, if there is any action, then Eva's kind of the one that sets it off by she loses her cat. And this, so it's kind of about three women going through Paris searching for a cat.
Awesome.
And then, but with Gertrude Stein kind of interrupting the narrative with this biography. But it kind of opens the book just with the sentence, Eva called to tell me that she had lost it. Now, it is her cat, which Eva calls her cat it. The cat doesn't have a name. But it kind of shows you a bit about this book because it is so many other things as well. And in the book, it becomes so many things. Kind of people lose their mind, and that is it. Love is it. The biography of Gertrude Stein is it. Parents are it. It is something small that you can just forget about, but also sometimes something massive.
Mm.
It kind of shows there's an intelligence to the choice of words and how words are made and what they mean and how they mean so many different things. And then I'll talk a bit about Gertrude Stein as well, because I have never actually read Gertrude Stein.
Mm-hmm.
So you really don't need to read this book, but she's the perfect person for this. She's a kind of modernist writer, 20th century. If you think about someone like James Joyce and Ulysses, then Gertrude Stein's kind of the less famous but equally admired by the people who kind of love modernist writing.
Mm.
And there's, her writing is twisty, and there's sections of it, just small little sections in this book. And I love this quote from Gertrude Stein where she says, "My writing is queer as mud, but mud settles and queer streams run on and disappear."
Mm.
She is quite the personality. She doesn't believe in commas. She doesn't believe in question marks. She thinks that that's just the writer telling the reader when to stop. And she doesn't like that idea. But she also runs in this Paris circle with people like Picasso. Oh, she's also gay and has this partner, Alice Toklas, who they kind of get together and stay together forever. Very close as a pair. But they're friends with Picasso, they're friends with Hemingway, they're friends with Mogwadani, they're friends with Dali, with Duchamp. They're in the heart of this kind of modern art, modernist art, modernist writing. And you get these kind of interstitials of people talking about Gertrude Stein. And as you read the novel, you start to see that the kind of search for the cat and the search for writing this biography, which she's kind of failing to do, the narrator, are quite linked, and it kind of builds to this conclusion, which I think is really great. But Levy, and in a way you see, begin to see that what Stein, with her writing, she was trying to do this as well, is this book is all about how we form ourselves. And how that is reliant on other people. And the kind of, this is done through the three friends, through Eva, Fanny, and the narrator. And you see, and I think it's quite a wonderful, incredibly difficult thing to do, but you see the kind of web of assumptions we create around the people we know. And to the Eva and Fanny are always doing what you, what the narrator doesn't expect. And you see that. She'll say something. And then you'll see just where that's going wrong, where it's kind of diametrically opposed. And
oh my God, I love that, like creating a real difference in like the narrator and the actual characters.
Exactly, but also about friendship, because I think that is, we assume things about the people in our life, we assume things about our friends. And I think sometimes we do have those moments where we go, oh, I was coming at this from this way, you were coming at that from the complete opposite way. And it's just a very clever way of showing this main idea, which is what modernist art was about, what modernist writing is about, is the kind of deeper levels of construction that go on to make a self and how that's constantly changing. So it's, but what I also like about this book, and it's funny because when I was reading this book, I just read the Owie Smith that I talked about on here.
Right, yeah.
And I just read a book that's also coming out in a few days called from Elizabeth Strout. And it really got me thinking because it's three of the biggest names in literary fiction all putting out books this year. And they're all kind of about how we live in the current moment. And this one does it as well. It's set in that very specific November 2024, when Trump wins the election, when that is all happening. And just like with the Owie Smith, you get this meditation on kind of screens and watching all this violence. And there's, in fact, there's this one page in this book where all it says is, Gertrude Stein tried to kill the 19th century. The 21st century seems to be trying to kill itself.
Wow.
And I it's funny to me that these three books all coming out kind of at a similar time and all kind of a meditation on the fact that the world has stopped really making sense.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's plenty to talk about and unpack at the moment and try and make sense of. It's obviously something that readers are wanting a lot of as well, you know, some sort of, meditation on how we actually go about navigating and analysing what is happening with the world right now.
And I think modern life and kind of the fact that we have all this technology, we have phones, we have all this in our pocket, but I think a lot of people will really respond to this. We have all these tools, but we kind of haven't figured out how to use them safely. I think you can even look at AI, which is incredibly negative, could be positive, but we haven't quite figured out how to live with all this stuff yet. And I think that's the question that this book is also kind of asking, is how do we kind of configure our lives into something that makes sense?
Yeah. It sounds as though she's managed to do all of that, though, in a way that is still quite sort of, with a storyline and with writing that's still quite absurd and fun, which is, like, quite rare to be able to make that level of social commentary, but then also be, like, quite funny and...
Completely, and it's my favourite thing about this book. Yeah, it's really heavy, and it's got all this art stuff and all these, like, big names and meditations on life, but it is ridiculously entertaining. Yeah, Fanny buys a dog and finds out that the dog can only will only drink coconut water and will only drink it out of a very particular bowl. God. And then if that bowl goes missing, then everything goes wrong. And the cat itself, you kind of think by the end, it's kind of like, did Eva steal the cat? Has the cat just been returned to its rightful owner? There's all this stuff that's just kind of ridiculous and fun and really witty, because that's the other thing about Gertrude Stein. You go through this list of people and it's kind of just Gertrude Stein and other people of the era just insulting each other. Like, there's a quote about Walt Whitman from Virginia Woolf, which absolutely cuts him down to the soul. There's a lot of mocking of Jack Kerouac, which I quite like. He did On the Road. So it's a really fun book. It's witty. It's super quick to read. Just a great... I think the afternoon when I read this was a very fun afternoon.
Very good. Everyone just tuning in, we've been talking about My Year in Paris with Gertrude Stein, a fiction by Deborah Levy, which is available on the shelves at Time Out now. Yep. Awesome. Hey, thank you so much, Nate. I've thoroughly enjoyed this one, and I'm thinking that I might need to pick this one up when I'm finished with my book. Yeah, thanks so much. Have an awesome week.
That was Loose Reads.